This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me as usual is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, don't forget that if you want to get more information about what we're talking about today, give us a call at 715-355-4445 or head on out to our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. All sorts of great resources out there on that website. You can check out our radio page. Of course, you can take listen to some of our past shows. You subscribe to that show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music, all the different places you can get your podcasts now. You can also check out our TV show page. We've got some of those past episodes out there as well. And then lots of additional resources, information about our reporting processes, our appointment process, if you've never met with one of our consultants before. So all sorts of information to prepare you for that. No cost, no obligation consultation. Now, here's a question that we often hear from our clients. How much do I need to have saved for retirement? Now, if that answer was simple or a one-size-fits-all, we'd have an awfully short show today. But the reality is that the amount of money you need saved for retirement comes down to your individual circumstances and your goals. So during today's show, we're going to discuss several sources with information about how much you may want to have saved for retirement and when you may want to have it. But first, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Cole, and I'm excited about this topic because this is something that comes up a lot just in conversation with friends and family members. And you read various things online about, you know, how much do you need to retire? And, you know, sometimes they just throw out a number like it's a one size fits all thing, which it really isn't. So I'm eager to get into the topic. But I've been great. I've been really good. I've been just keeping real busy. How about you, Sue? How have you been?
Oh, I've been really good. Just like, you know, enjoying summer. We've been having some great weather. Well, not so much this week. It's been raining nonstop. But yeah, this weekend.
Hey, at least it's not snow.
I know.
This at least weekend it's not 95 and humid, and it's not cold. So
yeah, and it's supposed to get back up into the high 70s this weekend and 80s next week. So, yeah, we're having maybe an Indian summer.
Yeah, I'll take it. So, it can stick around as long as it wants. I'm happy with the warm weather.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for winter yet.
I don't think anybody is. But then again, there are the, you know, skiers and the snowshoers.
Well, and how about you, Cole? How have you been? Busy, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Always busy, Tony. You know that. But good. Same like my mom just mentioned, trying to soak up these last few weeks of summer here and get as much enjoyment out of it as we can and doing a little bit of late season camping and things like that. So it's been good. Very good.
All right. Yeah, there's an old phrase. I don't even understand it, but they always say busier than a one-armed paper hanger. That's a little inside joke there for you, Cole.
Yes, but it is.
But this show is going to be a good one. I think it's going to be great. Now, Sue, where do you want to begin with this?
Well, let's begin with an interesting U.S. News and World Report article entitled "Can I Retire at 50 with $2 million?" which I think has some really terrific insights, even if you aren't planning to retire at 50. Now, if your goal is to retire at 50, which is much younger than the norm, the article notes that your first prudent step is to estimate your known expenses. Now, come up with a complete list of your yearly expenses and then subtract your sources of retirement income, like pensions, for example. After you have your tally of expenses, you'd ordinarily multiply that number by 25 to get a solid beginning point for how much you may want to have saved. However, if you're planning to retire at 50, the number that you'd need to multiply your expenses by is at least 30, according to the article.
So you're going to need roughly 30 years of savings if you want to retire early at age 50. What does that mean in terms of hard numbers, Cole?
Well, if your yearly expenses are, let's say, $50,000, and your goal is to call it a career at 50, then you'll need about $1.5 million in savings and investments. But again, this is merely a starting point, and you'll need to factor income sources like pensions and Social Security. Now, as our regular listeners know, we talk often about how retirement is lasting longer than ever for many Americans. Now, with that in mind, it may not be a bad idea to run multiple numbers with the notion that your retirement may not just last 30 years, but it may last 35 or 40 years, potentially.
Right. And you know what? If I tell you this much. If what you've already shared today... That's huge. It's enough to convince me that we should all be working with people like yourselves, financial professionals. There's no way I'd want to come up with a retirement savings target or strategy all on my own. You have to have help. And I know this is what you guys do for your clients, isn't it?
That's right, Tony. And the article next recommends using the 4% rule as a reasonable guideline to cover your living expenses in a way that strives to prevent running out of money during retirement. Now, in today's scenario, if you had $2 million saved and withdrew 4% annually, you'd have $80,000 a year to maintain your lifestyle. Now, the 4% guideline isn't the right method for everyone, though. So if you're considering it, I'd recommend working with a financial services professional first. You should also remember to factor inflation into your methodology. Now, I don't think many of us will forget the peak inflation rate of 9.1% in June of 2022. And though inflation dropped to 3% in June of 23, it's a good reminder that there's no real way of predicting where inflation will be in a year or two, let alone 20 years into the future.
Yeah, I mean, nobody has a crystal ball. You're right on that one, Sue. And I'm thinking that also if you want to retire earlier, especially as early as 50, that would also have an impact on your Social Security benefit, right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. It sure could. Now, if you've earned enough work credits and paid taxes, you can begin collecting Social Security at age 62. But if you wait until your full retirement age, your monthly payment will be larger. And if you work until 70, it will potentially be even higher. Now, retiring at 50 means that you'll need to have enough income to fill the decade plus wait until Social Security can kick in. You should also double check that you have enough work credits to take advantage of the Social Security Administration's policy of using your 35 highest earning years to calculate your monthly benefit.
Yeah, and that's interesting. I would think a long wait for Social Security would end any notion of retiring at 50 for a lot of people who you know, would be in that situation. You may not be able to retire early.
That's very true, Tony, as would early withdrawal penalties from things like your 401ks and IRAs. Now, often the money in those accounts isn't freely available to you until you've reached 59 and a half. And taking money out before that age comes with a 10% penalty in addition to taxes. Now, if your ambition is to retire early, you'll want to brainstorm with your financial services professional to identify income sources that will allow you to leave IRA and 401k money alone until you're 59 and a half, barring an emergency. Now, lastly, the article explains that you should also have a strategy for health care. Now, if you retire at 50, you may have up to a 15-year wait before you're Medicare eligible. Now, if your spouse is still working and their employer has a family plan, that may be your solution. But if not, you'll likely want to find an out-of-pocket insurance plan.
Well, yeah, and anything else, I think that insurance is another aspect to this, and everybody seems to have a 401k, IRA, or some type of retirement plan, retirement accounts. So you definitely want to make sure, I mean, if you're going to retire before 59 and a half, you're going to have to figure that out. I mean, that's a problem because you want to avoid all those penalties and things like that. We should probably take a quick break, but before we do, Cole, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure thing, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com, and they can, of course, schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. They can see all sorts of additional resources on there, and, of course, they can also request additional information from us through that website as well, which, again, was retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka. Cole and Sue, great show today. You've been talking about how much people need to have saved to achieve that ideal retirement. And of course, that amount is going to be different for everyone. During the first segment, you both talked about how you could possibly retire at age 50 if you had, say, $2 million saved, depending on your situation. But that's retiring early, and you brought up some points of why that might not work for everyone. And, you know, people think, hey, I've got $2 million. Of course I can retire. But you explained some of the things like life expectancy, if you live longer, health care costs, Social Security, that can really chip away. So what do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, I want to continue our theme of how much we may want to have saved for retirement by next looking at $500,000. Now, there was another U.S. News and World Report article entitled How to Retire on $500,000, and it provides some good talking points. The article's first essential point is that you should familiarize yourself with the average retirement savings. Now, for example, according to the Federal Reserve, the average American between the ages of 55 and 64 currently has just over $408,000 in savings. Now, young people typically have smaller balances, and older folks tend to have a little bit more than that number. Now, obviously, that means if you have $500,000 socked away, you're doing a little bit better than the average. But you'll also want to discuss market trends with your financial services professional before you feel completely confident about your amount of savings. Now, remember, inflation hit a 40-year high in 2022, and while we should always prepare as much as possible, we also need to build financial strategies that can handle future unknowns.
Well, yeah, that's true. And as you've noted on previous shows, the amount you need to have saved for retirement comes down to your individual circumstances and aims. So, again, working with financial advisors, financial services professionals to come up with your own unique number, I think it's a must.
Well, Tony, next, you should get a full picture of your Social Security income. Now, if you haven't done so already, you can work with your financial services professional to create an account on the Social Security Administration's website. That account will help you determine how much, roughly, you'll receive each month during retirement. The age at which you apply for Social Security may impact how much you'll receive from month to month. If you begin taking Social Security before your full retirement age, your benefit will be smaller. And if you work past your full retirement age up to a certain point, your benefit will be larger. So work with your financial services professional to determine what retiring at your full retirement age, before your full retirement age, and beyond your full retirement age may mean for your long-term financial strategy.
Well, Social Security is obviously one of the most important parts of retirement for millions of Americans. So getting that timing right is so important. And understanding what your full retirement age is and how that all works. Again, Cole, that's where you and Sue come in, right, Sue?
That's right. And next, you'll want to craft a thorough retirement budget. List out all your monthly expenses and compare that tally to your known sources of retirement income. Now, do the numbers work out? If not, you'll need to make some adjustments. Now, reasonable adjustments may include downsizing your home, which may have additional benefits beyond finances, and trimming your lengthy bucket list down to the things that matter most to you.
Well, and that's important. Once completed, going over that budget with, again, a financial services professional could expose financial options you didn't even know you had. Right, Cole?
Oh, that's absolutely right, Tony. And if you determine that Social Security and your retirement savings aren't going to be enough to provide you with the kind of lifestyle you prefer, you may have other solid options. First, you could find a part-time job doing something you'll enjoy to not only earn some extra money, but also to get out of the house for both mental and physical engagement. Now, let me emphasize that a part-time job in retirement should mean doing something that you'll get a kick out of. It doesn't necessarily have to be a chore. Now, we have a retired client who's a true coffee buff who made a trip to the local coffee house every morning for a beverage and some conversation, but now they work in that same coffee house 2 mornings a week, and they absolutely love it. Now, the income from working just 1 or 2 days a week on your schedule could give your finances a solid boost. If you make an extra $800 a month in income outside of your retirement savings, that roughly equals making an annual 4% withdrawal on an account of $240,000. That money could fund nights out with friends or other fun travel adventures.
Yeah, I mean, even in retirement and even with a financial strategy you feel good about, being flexible and adaptable to change, that's still really important.
Oh, it really is, Tony. And as we discussed earlier, nobody can be certain about how much inflation will look a decade from now. And along those same lines, the market fluctuates in sometimes big ways that cause chaos, and sometimes in smaller ways that barely cause a ripple. But you need to follow it all and conduct regular check-ins with your financial services professional to adjust your strategy as needed. And speaking of remaining flexible and adjusting as needed, our office has an exclusive tool that we call Rainy Day Protection. Now, think of Rainy Day Protection as an umbrella that positions your assets to help keep them dry no matter how hard the rain falls. Now, whether it's needing to take cash out of a life insurance policy or preparing for the possibility of requiring expensive long-term care services or leaving a full death benefit for those you love, Rainy Day Protection can help you and your assets keep singing in the rain. Now, Rainy Day Protection provides the benefits of life insurance along with some long-term care coverage. Now, please keep in mind that life insurance typically requires health underwriting and in many instances, financial underwriting. So benefits do vary based on the specific product and the carrier.
Well, of course. And obviously, there's things that people need to be aware of. You want protection. You want to understand, you mentioned singing in the rain. I was hoping you'd sing for us.
No, you don't want to hear that.
For a minute, I thought Sue was going to break into song right there.
No, you wouldn't
like,
want to hear it.
Oh, she's bringing up Broadway musicals again. We're in trouble.
No.
But seriously, that's great. And we've been talking about, you know, how much people need to have saved on their first day of retirement. It's going to be different for everybody. You know, you'll see articles or talking heads that throw out numbers that they think will apply to everyone. But, you know, some people's bills, they're going to need millions and millions of dollars to cover their bills if they want to maintain their lifestyle in retirement. Some people are only going to need $500,000 to cover their expenses in retirement. So it's right. Different for everybody. There isn't one fixed amount. What do you have for us in our final segment today?
Well, I'd like to continue on with our chat about the ideal amount of retirement savings by next discussing a Kiplinger article entitled, How Does Your Magic Number for Retirement Compare to Others? Now, first, the article explains that according to Northwestern Mutual's 2023 Planning and Progress Study, most Americans believe that they'll need about $1.27 million saved to maintain their preferred lifestyle in retirement. Now, that same study found that Americans are saving and investing more than ever. Now, retirement savings trended up in 2023 by 3%, rising to $89,300. Now, considering that in 2022, retirement savings went down. Now, that's really good news. However, the article notes that there's a wide gulf between what people think that they're going to need for retirement and what they have saved.
Right. And if people aren't on track to save what they think they'll need for retirement, which it sounds like a lot of people out there are not on track, what should they do?
Well, Tony, step one is, of course, to sit down with a financial services professional to discuss retirement in a general way, focusing heavily on what your own personal idea of the ideal retirement really is. I bet you won't be surprised that the more elaborate your retirement, the more money you're going to need. But if you plan to stick around home to help keep an eye on the grandkids after school and on summer break, you might not need quite as much money. Now, here, the article does something that we thought was intelligent by explaining that time is your best ally when it comes to saving enough for retirement. And when it comes to giving yourself enough time, working with a financial services professional can be really beneficial. For example, it notes that Northwestern Mutual's 2023 Planning and Progress study determined that many Americans believe they could retire in 4 years or less. On one hand, 4 years may seem scarily close, but on the other hand, 4 years means you have 1,500 days to save money and change your spending habits.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can do a lot with 1,500 days, can't you?
Absolutely.
That's right, Tony. And next, we've noted throughout our time together today that you need to determine the number that makes sense for you, not anyone else. Now, with your financial services professional, discuss things like cost of living, life expectancy, and your anticipated retirement date. Well, interestingly, Northwestern Mutual's 2023 Planning and Progress Study found that Gen Z plans to live to 100 while retiring at 60. Now, basic math tells us that's a 40-year retirement. And our basic common sense tells us that a 40-year retirement is going to require a whole lot of money. Though I should note that Gen Z is something of an outlier, at least right now, because currently the average American expects to work until they're 65, a full year's jump from last year's study.
Yeah, I mean, people are living longer, and that makes sense, but living to 100 sounds good. That means a lot more trips to the beach and more time on the golf course. But like you say, extra years means extra money, and I think the way I like to put it is, the good news is we're living longer. The bad, right. The bad news is we're living longer.
Exactly. It's a pro and a con at the same
right.
time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we've all heard the expression, you don't know what you don't know, and it certainly applies to your finances. Now, we can prepare until we're blue in the face, but guess what? Things you haven't even considered are likely to pop up. Maybe it's a completely unexpected job layoff or a long-term illness that requires you to use some of your nest egg or another round of high inflation. You need to be ready. Now, here's some numbers from Northwestern Mutual's study that we've been talking about. On average, Americans report that there's a 45% chance they'll outlive their savings, and a full 33% haven't even taken measures to prevent exactly that. But here's the kicker. The study found that 9 out of 10 of those who are working with a financial services professional have already taken steps to avoid outliving their money.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised it's 9 out of 10. I mean, working with a financial services professional is a step to avoid outliving your money, I would say personally. But I think you're on to something when we emphasize how important it is to work with financial professionals. Right, Sue?
That's absolutely true. And the article concludes by asking a powerful question. Can you fill the gap? Now, according to Northwestern Mutual's 2023 Planning and Progress Study, 42% of Americans can envision a time when Social Security no longer exists. Now, considering that many anticipate Social Security providing as much as a quarter of their retirement income, now that's a really scary scenario. Now, though, in my opinion, the idea that the Social Security program could one day vanish entirely, it's pretty far-fetched. Now, we must go back to the expression, we don't know what we don't know. Now, if the program did vanish or shrink, how would you make up the difference? Now, remember, it's one thing to build and grow your wealth, but another thing entirely to work to protect your money from things like inflation, market volatility, healthcare costs, and other potential pitfalls.
God bless Social Security.
Absolutely.
That's what we like to say. And Cole, don't you guys have a unique Social Security planning tool that you use?
We do, Tony. We have the Harnessing the Power of Social Security, which is a guide which can show you strategies for getting everything possible out of your Social Security benefit that you've worked so hard to earn. Now, the guide includes four key things that you should understand before you make any final Social Security decisions.
And you also have the Social Security Maximization Report, which is huge. And I think I want to remind our listeners of that. If they need to have that report run, they can just give you a call. Excellent show today. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
Well, Tony, just to expand on that point that you just made, if any of our listeners are interested in getting more information about that Social Security Maximization Report, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com.
All right, sounds good. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.